Chris, here's one for you from our listener Michael, who says, why isn't spicy considered a taste? Now, I had some very spicy chicken wings yesterday and they tasted pretty good to me. But is spicy not an official taste?
Well, actually, as someone wrote on the Naked Scientist web forum, which you can go to nakedscientist.com/forum, they said, rub some chili in your eye and you'll then understand it's not about taste. It's about pain. And the answer to this question is actually an anatomical one and a functional one. We tend to talk about five different tastes or taste sensations: bitter, sweet, salty, and sour. And they are recorded or detected on your tongue by what we call taste buds, which are specialized clusters of nerve endings, which are covered in receptors. These are molecules that can lock onto various things in food, and they then signal to the nerve and tell the nerve to fire off impulses to your brainstem, which then tells your brain, this is what I am tasting. And that's confined to the tongue. And there are two nerves that do that job. There's a nerve at the anterior, the front two-thirds of the tongue, called the chorda tympani, which supplies some of those taste sensations. There's another nerve called the glossopharyngeal nerve, which is the back third of the tongue. Now, pain, on the other hand, is not restricted just to the tongue, and chili is pain. You can sense those sensations all around your mouth cavity, all over your tongue, and in your throat. And chili is capsaicin, that's the molecule, and it binds onto a totally different class of nerve fibres called C fibres. They have on their surface a certain molecular docking station, a receptor called TRPV1, and when the capsaicin binds onto them, it triggers a burning or heat sensation. Those same nerve fibres also tell you whether things are hot or cold. So in other words, what we call taste is detected in a very special way, in a very special place, by a very special cluster of nerves. Those pain sensations are detected alongside all the other sensations you can feel in your mouth by the trigeminal nerve. So it's anatomically different and it's functionally different. Therefore, we don't regard the chili pepper taste as a taste. We regard it as a sensation.
And presumably this is why the saying goes, a really, really hot curry or a chili will burn on the way out as well as the way
in.
It
does. You don't have very many of those pain fibres innervating, if any at all, innervating the rest of your GI tract. But your mouth and your bottom end, those actually are made by the outer layer of your body, embryologically, the outer coating of your developing embryo, growing in and uniting with your gut tube at each end and taking with it the kinds of nerves that are there. And your trigeminal nerve is the nerve concerned. And that's the one that's got the receptors for chili, which is why, yes, you're very sensitive on the way in and very sensitive on the way out if it's a hot one.